I'm Duarte Geraldino, filling in for Tanzina Vega, and you are listening to The Takeaway. Los Angeles County is home to the largest prosecutor's office in the U.S. Last week, people in L.A. voted for district attorney, but ballots are still being counted. Yes, still. While progressive prosecutors are being elected in cities throughout the U.S., it's still not clear in which direction L.A. will turn. Do voters want to keep incumbent D.A. Jackie Lacey or bring in the so-called reformer, George Gascon? He is the former San Francisco D.A. Emily Elena Dugdale is KPCC criminal justice and veterans reporter. She's based in Pasadena, which is in L.A. County. Emily, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi there.
So, Emily, what's the latest update on the ballot count?
Yeah, so you said it right. We are still waiting on thousands of ballots to be counted. But at the last count, it appeared that our two contestants, George Gascon and Jackie Lacey, they were, Jackie Lacey is hovering just under that 50% number. So in order to avoid a runoff election that would go to November, Jackie Lacey would need to have over 50% of that vote. It appears right now that she is just underneath that. But again, we still have thousands of ballots to count. So we should be getting an update sometime this afternoon.
I can imagine the pressure is building over there. Can you give us a rundown of the candidates in this race, their policies, and who are their supporters?
Yeah, so we have two candidates here. We have incumbent Jackie Lacey and then former San Francisco District Attorney George Gascon. So George Gascon is kind of our progressive candidate. You know, he is riding on a wave of progressive prosecutors elected across the country. We actually just had one in our neighbor to the north, Chesa Boudin, elected. He was a progressive prosecutor. And so Gascon's big thing is just, you know, put less people in prison. He's all about reducing mass incarceration. He's about abolishing things like the cash bail, and he's really about increasing services for mental health, which here in Los Angeles County, a large portion of our inmates are dealing with mental health issues. So that's some of the really big things that he focuses on. He also co-authored Prop 47. That's a law here that reduces not felonies to misdemeanors, and so it's a really big push here in the criminal justice reform movement to be able to reduce those crimes and allow people to get less jail time. So Gascon is very, a lot of his policies really push towards that effort. Jackie Lacey, you know, she calls herself, when she talked to me and I've sat down with her, she called herself more of a reasonable reformer. She says that some of the progressive policies that are out here, they're not, you know, she's not supportive of all of them. She also supports the death penalty, which a lot of folks here are very concerned about. And she's been in office since 2012, and she's put at that time 22 people on death row. So there's a lot of community members who are very concerned about that number. In terms of supporters, Jackie Lacey, she's really supported by a lot of the political establishment here. She's endorsed by L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. She's endorsed by, you know, Congressman Adam Schiff. She's endorsed by the police union and the Sheriff's County Union. George Gascon, he has a few political supporters, like Maxine Waters. You might have heard of her.
Yes.
But he's really just relying mostly on grassroots support, on community support here. So he doesn't enjoy as many as those, endorsements from the political establishment.
What about the money? Who's funding their campaigns?
That's a really good question. You know, Jackie Lacey, she has taken over $2.2 million from law enforcement groups. So that's one of her big funding pushes. And this entire race has generated over $4 million. So it's a pretty big race. You know, L.A. County is giant. We have millions of people here. This L.A. prosecutor's, the district attorney's office has over 1,000 deputy district attorneys. It is giant. George Gascon is really relying more on grassroots support. He has a lot of there's a little coalitions, a lot of criminal justice coalitions here who are really banding together and supporting him, going door knocking, soliciting donations. So he's more of a grassroots funded campaign.
So much is happening on the ground here. We understand that the Black Lives Matter activists have played a fairly large role in this election. How so?
Absolutely. So Jackie Lacey has been protested consistently by Black Lives Matter for over 2 years. Their group actually every Wednesday in front of the district attorney's office, they host, they stage a protest. It's every Wednesday afternoon. They've been doing it for a long time. They're very visible out here. And their big drive is that, you know, they believe that Jackie Lacey has not prosecuted enough law enforcement officers involved in civilian shootings. So Black Lives Matter actually tracks the number of officer-involved shootings and deaths in custody. And they've found that since 2013, over 500 people have died either in an officer-involved shooting or an in-custody death. Jackie Lacey has prosecuted one police officer for an on-duty shooting. So Black Lives Matter is, their question is, why aren't we prosecuting more officers? You know, they protest Jackie Lacey at basically every public gathering, every public function that she does. We had a DA's debate here in January. Protesters came out in storm. You know, they everywhere she goes, she's met by these protesters. So it's definitely, you know, it's a big presence. She feels it. It's a big presence here in LA.
Jackie Lacey is a woman of color, and I understand that her husband has also caught some flack. How so?
Yeah, so actually, just last week, Black Lives protesters, they staged a protest around 5:30 in the morning in front of Jackie Lacey's house, and Lacey's husband came out to the porch when they knocked on the door with a gun.
With a gun?
Yes, with a gun. One of the protesters filmed it, so it's actually on Twitter. You can find it. He pointed it at one of the protesters. The protesters asked for Lacey, and he said, you know, I don't care who you are, I will shoot you. The whole thing lasted just a couple of minutes, but obviously, you know, I had a chance to go out there afterwards, and I talked to some of the protesters involved, and they said, you know, obviously this was really frightening, and Jackie Lacey came out a couple hours later, had a press conference, and said, you know, he acted out of fear, but this is just part of their life. You know, she talked about how much the protesting affected them, affected the family, and that they can't really go anywhere without, you know, being met by them.
It's a heated race. Thank you so much, Emily Elena Dugdale, the criminal justice and veterans reporter for KPCC. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.